Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. Another atmospheric river is hitting California tonight. It's bringing possible flooding, mudslides, hail, and even possible tornadoes to most of the state. CBS's Dina Dimitrios reports from Los Angeles.
We're counting in the 6 to 7 inches of rain up in the foothills at this point. So all that water has to come downstream.
That means into the city of Santa Barbara, where sandbags and barricades are protecting properties. The flooded airport was shut down. A rescue team responded to one area after a CBS News crew saw a body in the water. What happened is still unclear.
And in the Sierra, there's a winter storm warning until Wednesday with possible blizzard conditions. This year's Daytona 500 is in the books, but not without some excitement toward the end. CBS's Peter King from Florida.
Delayed by a day, the Daytona 500 is limped to an ending with William Byron winning his first 500 under a yellow caution flag. The caution came after the second of two crashes during the last eight laps. The first of those spectacular, involving 18 cars on lap 192.
Taking a look at gun violence in this country following two police officers and an EMT gunned down over the weekend in Minnesota. CBS News Minnesota's Jonah Kaplan hears from the Burnsville police chief.
The shooting, a reminder of how domestic calls can turn deadly for first responders.
We're heartbroken. We are heartbroken. We are going to need time to be together.
FBI data shows among the more than 500 officers killed in the last decade, nearly 10% were responding to a domestic disturbance.
A drone drug delivery. Correspondent Jim Crisula.
11 people, including one juvenile, have been arrested for allegedly using drones to deliver drugs to a medium security prison in mountainous southern West Virginia. Two of those arrested were fugitives, one wanted in Kentucky and the other wanted in Pennsylvania.
Palestinian officials asked judges at the UN's highest court to declare Israel's occupation of their territory illegal. CBS's Robert Berger is in Jerusalem.
Israel's concern about this world court case is that if the court accepts the Palestinian position that the occupation is illegal, Israel fears that would dictate the outcome of any future peace talks.
The Kelce brothers posted a video addressing last week's fatal shooting that took place at the Kansas City Chiefs Super Bowl parade with Travis Kelce saying this.
Kansas City and Chiefs Kingdom, we love you guys. We're with you guys.
He announced they would be sharing a link to the Kansas City Chiefs Emergency Response Fund so people can donate to victims. We still do not know anything about the two juveniles who have been charged in last Wednesday's shooting. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wagihau. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin has new legislative district maps that undo Republican gerrymanders going back more than a decade. Governor Evers signed the new boundaries into law on Monday. He says the results will be a legislature that reflects the will of the voters.
Wisconsin is not a red state. It is not a blue state. Wisconsin is a purple state, and I believe our map should reflect that basic fact.
Evers plans to ask the state Supreme Court to make the maps effective right away instead of waiting until the fall campaigns. Owners of electric and hybrid cars in Wisconsin are getting new license plate stickers. The stickers are required by law to help first responders know what to expect in emergency situations. The stickers should arrive in the mail by June. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
Another setback for the Badgers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin Badgers upset again, this time in Iowa City in overtime. The unranked Hawkeyes with an 88-86 win at home over Wisconsin. Badgers head coach Greg Gard.
I mean, if it battled to nine down on the road to get back and get tied and have a lead, you know, we left a lot of points right in the paint, too. And as we break this down in terms of the negative things, are going to be what we didn't get accomplished defensively.
Wisconsin has now lost five of their last six games. Number four ranked Marquette trying to recover after getting getting blown out at number one ranked UConn, 81-53. The Golden Eagles will host DePaul Wednesday. The NBA All-Star game was really more of a scoring derby. The Bucks' Giannis Antetokounmpo and his team from the East won 211-186. Here's all he had to say after the game.
As I always say, winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Congratulations, Giannis.
At chicken dinner. That's Giannis Antetokounmpo with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly clear skies in the overnight. Lows in the upper 20s. We'll see a light south breeze. On your Tuesday, sunshine, upper 40s in the afternoon. There will be more clouds, though, gathering Tuesday night. Those will carry over into Wednesday as highs reach the lower 50s. Currently 26 degrees.
This is Dom from the Devil's Advocates. Tune in Tuesday, 4 to 6, more coverage of all the goings-on, the great state of Wisconsin and across the country. The Devil's Advocates.
News, talk, and sports.
Talk about your triple play.
Get this guy a jockstrap and a cookie.
1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
The Ad Council.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome back to the third hour of our program here today on this beautiful President's Day. New York lobbyists aiding and abetting the climate crisis. This is an amazing story. It's over at The Guardian by Ava Sassani. And new research reveals that dozens of New York universities, hospitals, museums, and nonprofits. Now, they only did this in New York State, but I'm sure it's true of every state in the union. Dozens of these universities, hospitals, museums, and nonprofits are employing lobbyists who also work for fossil fuel companies, which is to say, which some say is blatantly aiding and abetting the climate crisis. This is a new report from F-Minus, which is a database of state-level lobbying disclosures released last year, and Little Sis, a project created by the nonprofit corporate and government accountability watchdog Public Accountability Initiative. New York University, for example, which has a $5 billion endowment, shares its lobbyists with six fossil fuel companies. Tobacco-Free Kids Action Fund works with the same New York-based lobbying firm as Koch Industries, known for its prolific history of climate denial and pollution of American air and water. The New Museum, featuring endangered plants and animals, employs the same lobbying firm as BP America. Last year, I'm quoting now from this article in The Guardian, last year, Brown & Weintraub, one of the top-paid lobbying firms in New York, helped the American Petroleum Institute oppose the creation of a superfund that would generate $3 billion annually for disaster recovery and climate resiliency projects. Brown & Weintraub also works with Google, which last year ramped up its public commitment to environmental causes. So, we'll hire these lobbyists who are working against the climate, and then we're going to proclaim that we're in favor of the climate. It just doesn't make any sense, right? In 2022 alone, Google shared lobbying firms with fossil fuel clients in 17 states. Nationwide, a whopping 1,500 lobbyists are working on behalf of fossil fuel companies while simultaneously representing hundreds of Democratic cities, universities, and tech giants. F-Minus confirmed that there is no provision in the New York lobbying laws that prohibits a lobbyist from working both for and against a bill at the same time. But you've got to wonder, if you hire a lobbying firm to promote your idea that there should be, caps on fossil fuel production or something like that, and that same lobbying firm is working for BP, arguing that there should be no caps on fossil fuel production, just for example. What does that mean? I mean, how do you deal with that? On the other hand, the lobbying firms would say, hey, like lawyers, you wouldn't go to a law firm and say, I would like to hire you to do my will, but you did defend a murderer a couple of years ago, and I'm no fan of murder. Except that lobbying is kind of a very different thing than just, you know, being a law firm. Although a lot of these lobbying firms actually started out as law firms. A lot of them actually still are law firms. Excuse me. So, I don't know. It's going to be one of those, how is this going to turn out, you know, things. But I'm really pleased that this organization, Little Sis, is drawing attention to this. Lobbying firms that are promoting the destruction of our planet, frankly, should not get another nickel, in my opinion, from any group that's aligned with the Democratic Party or any group that's aligned with the idea of, you know, we're in favor of life on Earth and we're opposed to destroying life on Earth. Meanwhile, speaking of the environment, as it were, Chloramaquat. You ever heard of this? Chloramaquat? It's a pesticide that disrupts the reproductive system and fetal growth in animals. Now, there have never been studies done on humans, so we don't know, but, you know, typically anything that causes birth defects and fetal abnormalities and disrupts reproductive ability of mice and cats and dogs and things also does it to people. And so this chemical is not supposed to be used on food in the United States. It's okay to use it for ornamental plants. You can put this Chloramaquat on your poinsettias, but you can't put it on your potatoes. Except 77 out of 96 urine samples taken between 2017 and 2023 found, this is from the environmental group, the Environmental Working Group, found this chemical, Chloramaquat, in the urine of human beings, and then they started testing foods. You know, what foods are the vector through which this stuff is getting into our food supply, into our bodies, and ultimately coming out as urine? And it turned out that 92% of oat-based foods sold in May of 2023, which was the month that they did this survey, including Quaker Oats and Cheerios, contained Chloramaquat. Studies have found that it can damage the reproduction system and disrupt fetal growth in animals. The EPA allows Chloramaquat to be used on ornamental plants only, not food crops. However, its use has been allowed since 2018 on imported oats. So this would be the Trump EPA gave them an exception, and apparently they're still using it. The nonprofit advocacy group said, until the government fully protects consumers, you can reduce your exposure to Chloramaquat by choosing products made with organic oats, which are grown without synthetic pesticides, such as Chloramaquat. Quaker Oats, by the way, is a division of Pepsi. So not exactly your health food company, but, you know, shouldn't be all that strange. And finally, in vitro fertilization in Alabama is apparently now on the, on the way out. The anti-abortion movement has been rather outspokenly opposed for years to in vitro fertilization. And the reason why is because when you do in vitro fertilization, what you do is you give mom a bunch of hormones that cause the production of a bunch of eggs. You extract those eggs and you put them in a petri dish with sperm from dad and you let them connect to each other. And then you carefully pick out the four or five embryos that are now growing that look like they're, you know, strong and vigorous and they're going to do well. And you take the rest of them and you can freeze them. But the four or five that you use, you implant in mom. And, you know, if more than one grows, you make a decision. Are we going to have twins or triplets or quadruplets, or are we going to abort all but one of the fetuses? But because not all of these fertilized eggs end up as human beings, the anti-abortion freaks have been just opposed to this because they view these, fertilized eggs as fully human. And if the law were to ever acknowledge that, to recognize fertilized eggs as human, as being human beings, as having the legal rights of human beings, that would mean that you can't do IVF anymore because you have to pour a bunch of them down the drain when you do it. Well, it just happened. Alabama, the Alabama Supreme Court just ruled that under the Wrongful Death of a Minor Act, that this law that prosecutes people for killing children, basically, can be applied to people who are getting in vitro fertilization. In this case, the three couples, Jason and Emily LePage, William and Carolyn Fond, and Felicia Burdick Asane and Scott Asane, went to the Center for Reproductive Medicine in Alabama for IVF procedures. Each couple had embryos created. Each went on to have two children from some of those embryos, leaving the rest in storage. And in 2020, a patient from an adjacent hospital went wandering through the clinic's halls, made their way into the freezer storage room, removed some of the embryos, and dropped them, destroying them. So these three couples sued, saying, "You just killed our babies." And the Alabama Supreme Court heard the case on appeal and found that the couples, found four of the couples, holding that the death of their embryos counted as wrongful deaths of minors under Alabama's law. So this is going to get really, really weird. Keep an eye on this. It's just, you know, the Dobbs decision just opened the door to all kinds of wacky stuff. And, you know, this being right up at the top of that list. So keep an eye on what's going on with this. All that said, what's on your mind? I'll pick up your calls on the other side of this break. A lot to talk about, a lot going on in the world. Not to mention some wild weather apparently in Florida. We'll be back with your calls on the other side of the break. Stay with us. It's the Tom Hartman Program, the place where despair is not an option.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
We'll be right back with your thoughts. February is Heart Health Month, and I encourage you and those you care about to take steps to improve your heart health. More than half the population would still benefit from blood pressure support. Superbeats Heart Shoes are the number one doctor, pharmacist, and cardiologist recommended way to support healthy blood pressure. And they even promote heart-healthy energy without the stimulants. Paired with a healthy lifestyle, the antioxidants in Superbeats are clinically shown to be nearly two times more effective at promoting normal blood pressure than a healthy lifestyle alone. And with over 40,000 five-star reviews and counting, people are raving about Superbeats Heart Chews. I want to be healthy. I've been using Superbeats Heart Chews for years. I take them every night. So support your heart health with Superbeats Heart Chews. Get a free one-month supply of Superbeats Heart Chews on all bundles and a free full-size bag of turmeric chews valued at $25 with your order by going to tomlovesbeets.com. Yep, T-H-O-M, loves, B-E-E-T-S.com. Get this exclusive offer only at tomlovesbeets.com.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
The Todd Alba Show.
You look at Taylor Swift. She fought off the bitterness of defeat when she lost her records, when she was kind of duped by a manager. People who told her she'd never amount to anything. But it doesn't matter if you like her music or not. I'm a fan of anyone. Doesn't matter whether they're an artist or an athlete or just a common Jane or Joe. If you've overcome something in your life, you're a winner. If you've made it through, that's what it's all about.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Alba Show.
I'm Trigvi Olsen. Steven from Green Bay, go ahead.
The city of Green Bay is one of the best places in Wisconsin to live. Plenty of people that are Wisconsin nice.
Totally agree. Green Bay is kind of swing territory between the two parties, but people in Green Bay work together. I mean, people aren't asking themselves, am I wearing a red hat or a blue hat? They're wearing green and gold hats.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You know, I hope this is the best hour of your life. I'll tell you that. The Cripes Cast, folks.
Comedian Mary Mack.
He's noticed a very sizable increase on people off the lake coming onto our lake to fish it. You don't want everything to be popular and known about. That seems to be the way I also approach my comedy, Charlie. I think there's a theme.
CripesCast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. This includes a commitment to news. Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. All righty, let's pick up your calls and see what's on your mind today. Gordon in Los Angeles. Hey, Gordon, what's up?
Hey, Tom, how you doing, man? Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
And first of all, I want to say you're a celebrity to me.
Okay, well, thank you, Gordon.
This is President's Day, and I thought this was, to bring this up. This is a book that just came out. In fact, the author is, he's a host on a station on SiriusXM. And anyway, the guy basically attacked Abraham Lincoln as a white supremacist.
Well, I think he. I think earlier in his career, he was actually. He gave a speech when he was running for president, or maybe it was when he was running for the Senate or for the House. Where he talked about the inherent superiority of the white race. He changed his tune once the Civil War started. He changed his tune in a big way.
Correct. You know, in other words, you know, and then too, you got to think back at that time, you know. I mean, even most ardent abolitionists really didn't want blacks living in their neighborhood and their daughters, you know.
Yeah.
But and there was this question about what would we do to the liberated former slaves.
Mm-hmm.
So there was a whole bunch of talk, but he basically said anybody that supports supports Lincoln. It's the same type of people that support Donald Trump.
Yeah.
Now, you know, this is in the first chapter of the book, man, and I tried to get through.
Who's the author?
It, but I couldn't. I just couldn't finish it.
Who's the author?
And
who wrote this, Gordon?
I just want to say, huh?
Who wrote this book?
Clay Kane. The name of the book is The Grift.
Huh. And who's the author? I'm sorry, I didn't understand.
Clay Kane. I believe it's Clay Kane.
Oh, okay. I'm not familiar with that person. So.
Yeah, he's on Urbanville.
Yeah. Okay.
Anyway,
good on him.
The thing is that I just want to say, you know, I've been studying the Civil War since I was 8 years old. I had out of body experience that I was in one of the battles, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is that. I also have the had the opportunity where my great grandmother, her dad was a slave and her grandfather was a slave, and I remember, you know, all the time that they would, her and her family, her brothers and sisters get together and we'd have discussions, you know. Anytime you went to any black person's house at that time before 1963, it was a picture of Jesus and Abraham Lincoln, you know, Jesus. Kennedy, you know. But the thing is that, you know, they adored Lincoln, you know. And it wasn't because of what Lincoln thought, you know, or what Lincoln's attitude toward segregation or whatever. It was because of what Lincoln did.
Yeah. Yeah. Same with Lyndon Johnson. I mean, Lyndon Johnson said some pretty racist things, you know, in his career. And yet what he did was pretty important.
Right. Truman was known to use N-words.
Sure.
But the thing is that, I don't know if any other person, I mean, first of all, Lincoln gave his life. He lost his life. Mm-hmm. You know, if you read some of the things that John Wilkes Booth said, you know, part of it was because, he bought a slave. You know, and on top of that, he saved the Union. Yep. Imagine if the South were the one separated. We had about five different countries in America. The continent would have looked like Europe.
Yep. No, great thoughts on a President's Day here, Gordon.
Right. So I just want to say that basically, I'm judging not by what he maybe thought, but what it's by what he did. And I think there was no other president at that time that would have freed the slave except Abraham Lincoln. So.
Yep. There you go. Gordon, thank you. Thank you very much. Gus in Woodstock, New York. Hey, Gus, what's up?
Hi, Tom. You know, it's great talking to you because I can totally relate to your end of the show. I've been part of a progressive talk show for like 67 years now.
Cool.
Up here in Woodstock, 27 years, actually, not 67.
Yeah, that's even, yeah.
Even
that's
though cool. I'm 81, no, 67, something else.
Yeah.
But you could tell I was born in Brooklyn like at 81, so it's a PSA for me. You know, just being, I'm totally lucid. So if you're truly conscious, it doesn't matter what age you are.
Yeah.
And I just have a PSA, to share with you, and that's to watch this movie on Netflix. It's called Einstein and the Bomb.
Okay.
And it's the whole deal of what's actually going on now, like how Hitler and his rhetoric is exactly what Trump is doing. Hmm. You know, it's the same rhetoric.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I would recommend your listeners really to, like, check that out.
Einstein and the Bomb on Netflix.
Yes, absolutely. You know, that's a must.
Yeah.
And in terms of, like, it's a great time for you really to think outside the box. And so I went on to, I listened to every second of the Supreme Court, mm-hmm. right? So I started to listen, like, because I'm a musician for like all these years. I've played all over the world for the past 67 years of inflections and innuendos. So when you're listening to Trump lawyer, they just let him rip. You understand?
Yeah.
But when they were questioning the lawyers of the state, they got aggressive and they became prosecuted.
Oh, I know. It was they knew in advance the conclusion that they wanted to arrive at. And they will. They're gonna keep him on the ballot. Gus, thank you for the call. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
It's Talk Media for the Sane Among Us. We'll be right back with your calls.
When you think about Talk Radio, it's all Talk and Sports, 1400 AM and 99.1 FM, WRJN.
Have you ever wondered how some people manage to defy age and stay incredibly active into their golden years? Just ask Chuck Norris, 83 years old and looks amazing, still kicking, punching, and feeling great. Chuck Norris's key to longevity started when he created a formula called Morning Kick. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements into one. And when it comes to health, this has been a real game changer for a lot of us. I love it. Morning Kick isn't your average drink. It's a powerful new formula that helps support joints, gives you energy, and makes you think clearer. Morning Kick has probiotics to help shed those extra pounds and prebiotics for healthy digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and some of the most potent anti-aging supplements you can find. If you've been searching for that extra boost of energy, go to roundhouseprovisions.com. That's roundhouseprovisions.com. Use the code EASY or text EASY to 511-511 and claim 40% off and a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. So text EASY to 511-511. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply.
How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. We We guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
Hey, Tom Hartman here. In my new book, Threshold, The Crisis of Western Culture, I'm looking at the deteriorating state of our planet, where the dynamics of environmental, economic, and population change are boiling over the limits within which society can function. I'll be busting the myths and ideologies of religious fundamentalism, capitalism run amok, male domination and hierarchy, and militarism that are draining our world of its natural and human resources and engendering the suffering of millions for the benefit of a few. Threshold examines cultures that have thrived from the mother city of Corral, Peru to modern Denmark, and targets five areas of policy, national, religious, economic, corporate, and environmental, for specific and immediate reform. Radical in scope and boldness, but simple in its common sense logic, my book Threshold illustrates the mistakes we have made as a culture, as a country, and as individuals, and provides the inspiration and motivation that you're looking for to build a better, more sustainable world for all. It's available in fine bookstores everywhere. Threshold.
Hi, I'm EJ Williams for American Humane. For thousands of years, dogs have been our best friends in our worst times. Today, we're also learning that our best friends, millions of whom are abandoned each year, are often the best medicine when people are facing obstacles. To help both people and animals, organizations like American Humane have been working to harness the healing power of the human-animal bond, finding animals in need of forever homes and training them as life-saving service and therapy dogs to help our veterans, the elderly, and children overcome the daily obstacles of life. In this way, the rescued can become the rescuers. To find out how you can help give animals and the people they help a new leash on life, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
What can the wisdom of the 19th century provide for you? Turn back the clock with White House correspondent Ellen Ratner and renowned spiritualist Anne Gaiman to find out. In the new book, Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st, they shed light on history's greatest spiritual minds. Take a journey into history and healing with the masters of the 19th century as your guide. Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st, available through Changing Lives Press at selfempowermentbook.com.
Happy anniversary, honey.
Oh, you shouldn't have. Wait, is that a goat?
Goats are a great gift, but maybe not for her. Go to goatsfortheoldgoat.com to give a goat and end hunger in South Sudan. So, do you like it? Goatsfortheoldgoat.com.
In the war-torn areas of Southern Sudan, one goat can make the difference between life and death. Visit goatsfortheoldgoat.org.
Hi friends, Tom Hartman here to remind you that it's your support of our show that keeps us on the air. Without you, there wouldn't be a Tom Hartman program. And now more than ever, it's crucial for you to show your progressive support. And one of the best ways to show your support is to sign up for TomCast. That's our podcast. It's at TomHartman.com. Never miss another heated debate on healthcare, global climate change, or our economy. Never miss another one again. Plus, labor news, full Monty alerts, conservative alerts, and my personal favorite segment, Geeky Science, each and every week. But wait, there's more! As an added bonus with your TomCast podcast subscription, you'll also get my Best of the Rest of the News, a daily 3-minute dose of what's going on in the world today that you can't afford to miss. So what are you waiting for? Get over to TomHartman.com today and sign up for your TomCast now. Do it for yourself, or you can do it for a friend. Go to TomHartman.com to see just how easy it is. And thank you so much for all of your support.
From international trade policy to immigration policy to housing, we've got all kinds of topics. The wars between Republicans and Democrats, the Republican efforts to induce fascism in the United States. A great selection of opinions will be found over at HartmanReport.com. When I first fed my dogs Blue and Chewy, Nature's Blend from Dr. Marty, I knew they'd love it. I mean, after all, it's a freeze-dried raw dog food that's full of real turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. I mean, what's not to love, right? But I was totally surprised by how much healthier and happier my dogs seemed after we made the switch. We could see it in their behavior. We could see it in their coats. They lost a little bit of weight. They got healthier. The ingredients in Nature's Blend are that wholesome. Plus, I love that it doesn't contain any artificial preservatives, how it's dry to the touch so there's no mess, and how it's shelf-stable so you don't need to keep it in the fridge. I know you'll love how convenient and healthy Nature's Blend is for your dog. And I can get you up to 54% off your first Nature's Blend order, plus a free bag of premium beef liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. That's drmartypets.com/Tom. 35 minutes past the hour, picking up your calls here. John in Seattle. Hey, John, what's up?
Yeah, hi. Thanks for taking my call. I've got a positive note on Hunter Biden here. Reading the Seattle Times paper this morning, there's a full-page article about a new friend of his that he met in 2019 named Kevin Morris, who's a Hollywood attorney. And he's given up some of his practice to be Hunter Biden's attorney. But they met in 2019 at a fundraiser for Joe Biden. Mm-hmm. And this friend of Morris, Kevin Morris, introduced, who was a film producer, introduced Biden to him. And they both had parallels going through the life. Like Morris saw parallels between their lives. And they were art lovers, recovering addicts, and both attorneys.
Interesting.
So they both, you know, so Morris took a liking to him and has been paying his bills and taking care of all of his, you know, everything. It's about $6.5 million worth of money that he's spent on Hunter Biden so far. Helping him out.
What's your source for this, John? I've not heard anything like this.
Well, he's buying Hunter's artwork. He's an artist.
Okay.
And he's got a gallery in New York City, George's Burgess Gallery in New York City.
Oh, so he's buying it to resell it. So what's your point, John? Why are you sharing this with me?
Well, it's like he's got someone that's on his side that's backing him up that thinks that, you know, that's helping him out.
Right.
And I didn't know Hunter Biden was an artist.
Oh yeah, he is.
So that just kind of a new one for me. But the amount of crap that they're putting this guy Morris through, they went through the committee on January 10th. And that was an amazing, but he's doing a documentary about all this.
Oh, interesting.
So while they push their way in, they're filming all of this. And everywhere they go, they're doing a documentary as well. He's going to do a documentary on Adam Kinzinger, the Republican.
Right. Very interesting.
So this guy, Kevin Morris.
Yeah, I'll have to check it out. John, thank you for the heads up on that. Appreciate it. Fred in Altamont Springs, Illinois, or Florida, excuse me. Hey, Fred, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, great speaking to you again. Hey, I want to bring up first, before I get into my little thing on the border, you're spot on about lobbyists and term limits. Florida, the state of Florida, has term limits on the Florida state representatives for the House and Senate and also the governor, and the lobbyists rule here.
Yep.
I'm telling you.
Yep, that's what happens.
Spot on. Yeah, well, anyway, on the border, me and a friend were talking about the other day, and we're talking back the dark days when Trump was in charge, when Sessions was in charge of the Attorney General. He said that they took away all the magistrates that were, they were doing the court cases for the immigrants. I don't know if you heard anything about that, but that's the main problem. You don't, there's so many people backlogged, they don't have enough judges to do the cases.
No, I know that. We've got a 7-year backlog right now, and this piece of legislation that came out of the Senate aims to reduce that to a 90-day backlog by hiring, something like 1,000 judges or magistrates or whatever they're called. And but yeah. You know, sadly, it's tied up in the House of Representatives with Moscow Mike.
Yes. So that's the thing. You know, I would think, I don't know if it's easier to get magistrates through than it is judges. I'm not sure. But that's what he was saying. That's why, you know, he purposely did that.
They don't have to go through a Senate approval process, but they do have to have they do have to get a paycheck. And that's the problem. There's not the budget for them. ICE is about to hit a $700 million shortfall. Again, that legislation was going to clean that up as well. But it looks like pretty soon they're going to have to start laying off ICE workers. And it's gonna make the border situation even worse, which of course is exactly what the Republicans want. They have no desire in fixing the problem. They've been fighting any effort to fix it all the way back to when Paul Ryan refused to take it up when the legislation passed the Senate with almost 70 votes, as I recall. Fred, thank you for the call. Sharon in Seattle. Hey, Sharon, what's on your mind today?
Friday, you played a piece of something that Joe Biden was saying in his speech, or maybe it was a press conference. I don't know. I'm sorry to admit that I had fallen asleep, and I woke up right in the middle of that.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been trying to put it together and trying to find it because it was kind of shocking to me, and I wanted to hear really what he said. And I wonder, and I called just to see if someone in your office could find it for me. And he said he'd rather.
I don't know, Sharon, and I can't look it up while we're on the air. But I'm going to put you on hold here. Mark can look up Monday's or Friday's one sheet and see what we played and fill you in. Sharon's on line two, Mark. Mary in St. Paul, Minnesota. Hey, Mary, what's on your mind today?
Yes, hi. I wandered over to a friend's house. It's a Republican, and of course, right out of the blue, she brings up the schools teaching children about LGBTQ issues.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking, is that really going on a lot, or do you know? I mean, I almost hate to Google it because sometimes you get the right-wing answers to that stuff.
Yeah, the message that is being propagated or promulgated by Republicans is that this is an attempt to basically recruit our children into becoming gay, which is nonsense.
Mm-hmm.
What's going on is that there are some books in the libraries that have gay characters in them, and in the classes on human sexuality and whatnot, they mention that there are gay people as well as straight people. And this has the Republicans, or at least the bigots, in the GOP, all hysterical. But there's no evangelism. There's no, hey, you got to turn gay, or you got to become trans, or, these arguments that are being made are just absurd, frankly, Mary.
Yeah, well, I can tell, but I didn't know how to respond to it at all. I was just, because I don't pay attention to it. It's just, like, whatever. They're
My response what is, doing. You know, I trust the teachers that we hire.
Yeah, that's a good answer.
And okay. and if I was really worried about it, I'd join the school board.
Right, that's a good answer right there.
Yeah, because we're not without power here. Sorry.
Right. Okay. All right. Great. Thank you,
Mary. James in Portland. Hey, James, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. So I was in the Navy. I was in Vietnam, and so the big thing on our ship was swimmers, and I would have to go around and throw grenades in at night just over the side, just in case there was a swimmer that came up with some explosives, because a couple ships went down. Okay, so then I'm thinking, these carriers have 4 nuclear plants on them, and it would be very easy, and we had UDT on our ship, and I talked to these guys. They said it'd be very easy to sink a carrier with a swimmer. And I'm thinking, there was a lot of wars that went down from ships that blew up.
Sure.
We're talking about the Maine. We're talking about Tonkin Gulf.
Yeah, the Spanish-American War, the Vietnam War. Those are both BS, by the way. You know, the USS Maine apparently blew a boiler, but Teddy Roosevelt said it was under a terror. Roosevelt's the guy who was president when Roosevelt was vice president.
Yeah.
McKinley. Said that it was you know, it was sabotage, that it was an attack in Cuba, in the Havana Harbor, you know, remember the Maine. That was the slogan for the Spanish-American War. And, of course, the Vietnam War, the Gulf of Tonkin, that apparently never happened either. And it looks like increasingly like Don Rumsfeld was the guy who literally made that up out of whole cloth because he wanted to have a war.
Okay, so in 1967, the Forester and Gulf and Talk, they had a electric spark that set off a rocket on one of the planes, mm-hmm. and it hit John McCain's plane. He jumped out just in time. Mm-hmm. So it had this, like, domino effect, and one plane blew up another plane. Pretty soon the jet fuels went on fire and started melting through the decks. Mm-hmm. And this was a nuclear carrier, and it went down three decks, one more deck, and those nuclear reactors would have went off.
Whoa.
And this was, and there was three of these carriers that had incidents of fires, and we, all the Navy guys, had to go to fire school to put out fires. You know, I spent like 3 weeks at putting out fires in San Diego because this was such a threat. Mm-hmm. I mean, a carrier is a sitting time bomb.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess so. Well, I don't know what the alternative is, James.
Yeah. Well, I think they're obsolete, to tell you the truth.
Yeah.
I mean, we got drones now. But anyway, I just like to express my, I've always had this in the back of my mind, and I just like to, you gave me the chance to express my worry.
Well, thank you, James. Thanks for expressing it. We'll be right back, 45 minutes past the hour.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Picking up your calls, I'll be right back. Stay with us. You've been hearing me rave about Cozy Earth for a couple of years now and how incredibly soft and luxurious their sheets are. Well, I'm not alone. They literally have thousands of customers who have left five-star reviews on their website, like this one from Hallie. Honestly, the best sheets we've ever had. Absolutely a dream to slip into each night. Everyone deserves to splurge on these sheets. You'll have no regrets. Louise and I love how soft our Cozy Earth sheets are. Cozy Earth sheets, available now in 15 awesome colors, are made from viscose from bamboo, making them temperature regulating so you'll sleep cool and comfy year-round. Cozy Earth even offers a 100-night sleep trial. Sleep on it, wash it, try it out. If you're not completely in love, just send it back within 100 days for a full refund. Experience life-changing luxury with the world's softest sheets. Go to CozyEarth.com and enter my promo code TOM at checkout to save up to 35% on Cozy Earth's bedding, pajamas, bath towels, loungewear, and more. That's CozyEarth.com, promo code TOM, T-H-O-M.
News, talk, and the sports that made Wisconsin great. Packers, Bucks, and coming in 2024, the Brewers. 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
CBS News Brief. In Southern California, rainfall totals of 2 to 5 inches are expected across the coasts and valleys, and 4 to 8 inches across the south and southwest facing mountain slopes and foothills amid some major storms. CBS's Dina Demetrius is there.
The storm is hitting as cleanup is still underway from the last atmospheric river, including a landslide that destroyed a home and cars in a Los Angeles neighborhood.
CBS News Minnesota's Jeff Wagner on a procession for one of those killed during a domestic disturbance call over the weekend in Minnesota.
A pretty powerful sight, a processional for Adam Finseth. He and two police officers died responding to a call in Burnsville. Motorcade escorting his remains to a funeral home.
After a rain delay, the Daytona 500 is in the books. CBS's Peter King from Florida.
Delayed by a day, the Daytona 500 is limped to an ending with William Byron winning his first 500 under a yellow caution flag. The caution came after the second of two crashes.
CBS News Brief, I'm Matt Piper.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wuggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A state Senate committee has signed off on three of the governor's appointees to the state's Natural Resources Board. The Senate Committee on Financial Institutions and Sporting Heritage unanimously approved the three appointees Monday. They voted against confirming a fourth appointee. Todd Ames was once the DNR's deputy secretary. All four appointees will still need to have the final approval of the full Senate if they vote to fire Ames as well. It will be the fifth time Republicans have voted to remove an Evers appointee from the Natural Resources Board. The top three most popular specialty license plates in Wisconsin are for collector cars, motorcycles, and hobbyist vehicles. About 367,000 plates were registered in these three categories last year. The Department of Motor Vehicles says more than 500,000 vehicles in Wisconsin have specialty license plates, most of which require an additional fee and donation to support a cause. I'm Nate Wuggehout, Civic Media News.
Hey, son. How are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Navigating without a compass, eyes waiting, started to wonder. Metamorphosis, the loss of who you thought you was.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly clear skies in the overnight, lows in the upper 20s. We'll see a light south breeze. On your Tuesday, sunshine, upper 40s in the afternoon. There will be more clouds, though, gathering Tuesday night. Those will carry over into Wednesday as highs reach the lower 50s. Currently 26 degrees.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
Civic Media's Rich LoCascio. Could you introduce me as a wrestler right now? You could call me like the Punching Bag or the Patsy or something.
From Green Bay, Wisconsin, the Punching Bag, Pete Schwabba.
Now I'd be looking across the ring at my opponent's eyes getting really wide as he got ready to wail on me.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Like a touchdown on your radio dial. And home of the Packers. 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
Extra boost of energy, enhance your overall well-being, or want to feel younger, go to roundhouseprovisions.com. That's roundhouseprovisions.com. And use the code EASY or text EASY to 511-511. And you get 40% off and a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. Roundhouseprovisions.com. 9 minutes before the hour. Welcome back. Picking up your calls here. Gary in Monroe, Georgia. Hey, Gary, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom.
Hey, Gary.
How's this apartment?
Gary, you are fading in and out. I'm going to put you on hold and let Mark figure out what's going on. He's on line 8, Mark, if you want to check that out. Sandra in Omaha, Nebraska. Hey, Sandra, what's up?
Well, everybody's all concerned about Putin and his threats for nuclear attack and whatnot, but do they ever listen to what's been happening in the past couple of years in Ukraine, where the equipment and the men that he's been shoving into this little war has been equipment from World War II, and that era, and if they don't have enough of it, they cover it with egg crates painted gray to make it look like everything's armored, and the guys are armored, but they're not.
I know.
And the food they're getting is 30 years old or 50 years old, and the people they're getting, if they can't conscript them, they go to the prisons and they shut the power off.
That's
so
right.
So that when you live in Siberia, you can make your choice. You can join the military. And you might get some food and some clothing and a little help, or you can stay there and freeze to death. So
right. Plus, if you join the military, you get your sentence commuted.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm not too concerned about Putin because he's lied all the time. And the other issue is that he and his other rich pals, they've drained their country of any penny they could get into their own pockets.
Yep.
And whatever should have gone, like we've done, we've spent a hell of a lot of money on military, haven't we? And even our military silos have the 5-inch floppy disks on controls of that, which are not connected to the internet. There's no way to hack those. Even that's old, but we still have people that know what they're doing.
Yeah.
And, you know, I really don't worry too much about Putin's threats. He's a bully. He's always been a bully. He's grown up learning how to use that as a KGB officer, and he's bullied Trump perfectly.
Yeah, so, I agree.
Yeah, I wouldn't believe one word out of his mouth.
Yeah, I'm not worried either. But you know, it's the concerned trolls are going concerned nuts. Sandra, thank you. Well said. Thank you very much. Rose in Franklin, West Virginia. Hey, Rose, what's on your mind today?
Hi, I ran across an article, and it was that Truth Social and a blank check acquisition company were merging.
Yep.
And that Truth Social was going to go public. I was wondering if you could explain that a bit. I got a bit, went a bit over my head.
It's one of these SPAC companies, these special purpose acquisition companies, if that's what it stands for. It's you know, basically kind of a shell company that had at some point enough revenue to be listed on the New York Stock Exchange, and they're merging that with the company that owns Truth Social so that they can get that listing, which gives them access to, you know, investment money. Whether that merger is going to happen or not, nobody knows. Whether it will hold up its value, nobody knows. The current valuation, I heard this on NPR this morning, of Truth Social is around $2 billion, which is pretty breathtaking, actually, for a failing social media company. But that's about all I know, Rose. I'm sorry. I don't have much beyond that. Richard in Columbus, Georgia. Hey, Richard, what's on your mind today?
Hey, I was just calling to say that we're a little off on that discussion of the forestall fire.
Mm-hmm.
First, the forestall's not nuclear. There was only one nuclear carrier at the time, the Enterprise.
Okay.
And it wasn't McCain's plane that was hit. He was sitting next to the plane that was hit.
I recall that now.
And,
yeah, you're right.
And it hit it right in the drop tank and wound up blowing up the two bombs that the plane was carrying on the deck. And they're what punched the holes in the deck,
right?
Not the fuel.
Right.
But the fuel dumped in right after the bombs.
Right.
So it got the fire underneath and everything, but it wasn't a nuclear carrier.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Richard, for that. It's you know, I normally don't just take whatever people say for granted, but one of the cool things about hosting this show is that when somebody calls in with bad information, somebody inevitably calls in to straighten to clean it up. I appreciate that. Richard, thank you very much.
He was trying, but I think he misremembered the thing.
I get it. Yeah, I'm not criticizing him. It's just thank you for the setting the record straight. And my apologies to everybody else on hold. We're flat out of time. But we will be back tomorrow, same time, same place. And thank you for being with us today. In the meantime, don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. It requires all of us, and that includes you. So get out there, get active, tag, you're it. We'll see you tomorrow. Have a great afternoon. Be good to yourself and the people around you. We'll catch up with you on the other side.
Listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit TomHartman.com.
When I first fed my dogs Blue and Chewy, Nature's Blend from Dr. Marty, I knew they would love it. After all, it's freeze-dried raw dog food that's full of real turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. What's not to love? But I was totally surprised by how much healthier and happier my dogs seemed after we made the switch. The biggest change for Blue and Chewy was that they went from a few extra pounds to being more fit, and we could tell that they look better and they feel better. The ingredients in Nature's Blend are that wholesome. Plus, I love it that it doesn't contain any artificial preservatives, how it's dry to the touch so there's no mess, and how it's shelf-stable so I don't need to keep it in the fridge. I know you'll love how convenient and healthy Nature's Blend is for your dog. My listeners can get up to 54% off the first Nature's Blend order, plus a free bag of premium beef liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom to 511-511. Text THOM to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
There's a small Wisconsin town where the population grows to 10 times its size every February.
Normally, we're about 2,600 people during Berkey Week. That gets up to 20,000, 30,000.
That's Blair Flickinger with the Foundation for the American Birkebeiner. The skiing marathon started with a couple of people carving a trail between Hayward and Cable 50 years ago. It's also a tribute to the ski culture of another country already hosting its own Birkebeiner. Is it Turkey, Norway, or Germany? The answer coming up.
There's a camaraderie that comes along with this event that is unparalleled.
A camaraderie between people who come to Hayward from around the world.
Make everyone feel like Hayward is their spot for the week.
So did you guess the Berkey was created as a tribute to Norway's 100-year-old race? And while our Berkey is a well-known winter event, it's still growing by adding other races all throughout the year. There's a slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Jim from Racine, welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, Jim.
I voted for Reagan back in the day.
Your home for the Packers.
1400 AM WRJN Racine, 99.9 FM W260CV Racine, and 98.1 FM W251BU Kenosha.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.